Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the show from NBA.com, Steve Ashburner. Steve, good afternoon. What is happening?
How are you? Hello, how you doing?
Doing great, man. Appreciate the time. And we'll start with Ben Simmons in particular before we get to his team's elimination and what their offseason might be all about. Ben Simmons getting a lot of heat from various former players and analysts alike. Shaq attacks on him. Reggie Miller's been on him. Screaming A. Smith and just totally lambasting him. What was Ben Simmons' rep like in Philly before the playoff meltdown in Atlanta or against Atlanta? And how do you view what has happened to his calendar year of 21 into 22 now?
I think he had a decent reputation. I think Philly fans who are, you know, pretty strident saw him as a valuable piece, presumably an improving young player. That declining of a shot in a key moment sort of opened up a problems for him and that team. And look, I know that the off season from last year's playoffs to this year's training camp was shorter than usual, but it was very evident that Ben Simmons didn't use that time at all to improve his game. He dug in his heels. He tried to keep reminding people of how good he was as a defender, which is fine, but you're not going to be a great player. In my book, you're not even going to be a very good player if you don't try to address your weaknesses. And he stubbornly refused to work on his shooting. I mean, okay, if the three-point shot isn't there yet, you know, get your range out to 15 or 20 feet. But no, he wasn't going to do it, and he and his teams – both end up with a lost season from him. I mean, congrats to him. Whatever he got paid, he put in minimal effort all year long, beginning to end. And, the fact that Harden and Simmons were traded for each other was kind of perfect because of the way they sort of see themselves within a team concept. It's just a matter of which guy you want messing with your team.
Now, when we look at Steve Nash as a coach and brilliant player, as we know, Hall of Famer, multiple time at league MVP, can you judge him fairly on what his coaching style or acumen might be, given the soap opera that's been his 2 years with the Nets?
Yeah, I'll judge him fairly. I mean, I know everything he has up his sleeve as a game coach, but he went into this eyes wide open. He didn't have any experience on the bench like so many assistants get. He did not go, you know, take on the Minnesota Timberwolves or the Sacramento Kings. I mean, he went to a high-pressure market with a star-laden roster. This is what he wanted, and this is what he's gotten. So, you know, maybe he's a better coach than he's been allowed to show. He spent so much time babysitting as opposed to coaching. But I'm not going to feel like he's any sort of victim in all this. This is what he asked for, and he got it good and hard.
Now, in Philly, they're still up 3-2, but they lost the game last night as 9.5-point favorites. And as you would expect, Steve, when the loss happened last night, Doc Rivers' his recent playoff failings have been brought up multiple times on social media. Doc Rivers, if this thing continues to implode, personally, I don't think it will, but if it does, what happens in Philadelphia over the next couple of weeks?
Well, I mean, they've got a tough situation to begin with. I mean, they got to figure out what you want to do with James Harden, how much money and how long of a contract you want to dedicate to that guy, given how he's taken care of himself or not in what's been the prime of his career, given how much a priority he's made his teams or not during that same period. You know, I don't trust him. I would never expect any postseason success from James Harden. I'll only see it in hindsight because he, to me, is not part of any sort of winning formula. So they've got that issue regardless. You know, do you commit to him long term? Do you come back and figure, well, we can have him all year and he'll have his head on straight and he'll be in good shape and he won't get dissatisfied and try to finagle his way out? I mean, you know, okay. I mean, you can do that, but you're going to be paying a dear price in terms of years and you know, hundreds of millions to do that. So that's number one. And then, I mean, if they don't win the series, I don't see how you can stick with Doc Rivers. I mean, he's a great fellow, and we love him in the media, but for you know, his comments and accessibility and stuff, but you cannot cough up a playoff series the way he has done when he's been staked to a, you know, a 3-1 lead. If they don't close out this series, I mean, I'm really curious to see it go to a game seven just to experience that mood and see, you know, how they handle the pressure, how the crowd back in Philly deals with them, how quick they might be to turn. I think it'd be pretty fascinating theater, but obviously very bad for the Sixers. So even if they get past this round, you know, maybe if they can go another round, fine. But, you know, that it's a flawed team as well. I mean, the Simmons-Harden trade was not the answer that that Daryl Morey at least thought it would be. I'm not sure how many other people thought so.
Steve Ashburner, NBA.com, joining us here on The Fan.
Hey, Steve, where would Jay Wright fit? You know, what franchise would he be a good fit for in the NBA?
Oh, I don't know. First off, are you talking coaching? Because he said he's done with coaching, and any rumor I've heard has been more like a front office type of gig. So, you know, and that those end up to me being fairly interchangeable and anonymous. I mean, unless you're going to give somebody full control, you know, if you're a Pat Riley as a president of a team, that's one thing. If you're a functional GM, you know, where there's not a high profile, you know, like guys in Memphis and Utah and other, you know, other places where they're not household names, then that's a different thing. I respect everything he's done as a college coach. I'm not that big a devotee of the college game. And I just know that there is a history of college coaches coming in and not thriving in the NBA. So, you know, I'd be leery of that. But like I say, everything I read about Jay Wright is that he wanted to be done coaching, period.
Now, Steve, what about, you know, Minnesota, Memphis, New Orleans, Phoenix, both series 2-2. What do you think in both those series?
Well, I mean, you know, Phoenix is hobbled without Devin Booker.
Yeah.
I think they still have enough to get past the Pelicans. But, you know, this is taking a little more out of them than they would have liked. You know, and so when it's time to face the winner of Dallas, Utah, that, you know, that could be a problem just in terms of sheer energy, depending on when Booker is available to return. Minnesota, Memphis, you know, my thing with the Timberwolves is they may have already had a couple of playoff successes that, you know, satiate them. I think the play-in game, you know, there was a big sense of relief, and I think that winning that game on Saturday night and Karl Anthony Towns showing so well might have been enough for them. I think now in a best of three with Memphis having two games at home, I would expect Ja Morant, for instance, to really celebrate his most improved player award tonight and be the most improved of the series player when we see him in game five tonight.
Steve Ashburner, talking NBA from NBA.com. Steve, as always, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday.
Okay,
crank it up to 11 somewhere, Steve.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.